She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
I'd sell my soul just to see your face, and I'd break my bones just to heal your pain.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor-trailer. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's DOGE program. This is ABC News. Interpol, the International Police Agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kononki. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say Kononki was last seen walking to the beach with 24-year-old Joshua Reby around 4 a.m. According to authorities, Reby captured on hotel cameras returning to his room that morning around 9 a.m. alone. Kananke's clothes and shoes found on the beach. Loudoun County authorities calling Reby a person of interest. But Dominican authorities tell ABC News Reby is cooperating and is a witness, not a suspect, telling them that the two were hit by a large wave. They also say he gave them three different versions of what happened that night because he was too drunk to clearly remember.
Kansas has now reported on the list of states where measles has been had. Texas is still the hot spot with hundreds of cases in the western part of the state. Two people in Texas have died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Wisconsin joins a multi-state lawsuit to prevent the U.S. Education Department from being shut down. Democratic Attorney General Josh Cutler and 20 other attorneys general are asking a federal judge to prevent President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk from shuttering the agency. Trump announced Tuesday he would be firing 50% of department employees and accused agency workers of not coming to the job. Call says the lives and education of students should be preserved over tax breaks for billionaires. As the NFL draft draws closer in Green Bay, scammers are looking to cash in on fan excitement. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning people to look out for lodging scams, fake ticket scams, and imposter websites. Avoid making payments with non-traditional, non-traceable, and non-reversible payment methods. That includes cryptocurrency, prepaid gift cards, wire transfer, cash, or banking apps. Always make those purchases from trusted, reliable sources. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married, and Sophia when she had a baby, and Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Why Boot Barn for your business? Because nothing is more important than your workers' safety and your peace of mind. With a commercial account at Boot Barn, you get a customized program specific to your business. The largest assortment of work boots and workwear for every industry. The convenience of having a one-source nationwide supplier and nationwide customization. You need safety and compliance. We have your back. Commercial accounts at Boot Barn Work.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in the overnight with just a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible late. Lows will drop to the upper 40s, a light southeast breeze. partly sunny, and gusty winds on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Need a new bathroom? Don't miss out on free premium upgrades from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently 52 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, then go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you would ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your somehow. I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. Saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know. I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
My back, food to fill me up, and warm clothes, and all that stuff. Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? Passionate kisses, passionate kisses, whoa, whoa, passionate kisses. Rock and roll band, pens that won't run out of ink, and cool quiet and time to play. Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? And passionate kisses, passionate kisses, whoa, whoa. much am I going overboard to want that touch? I shout it out to the night, give me what I deserve, 'cause it's my right. Now shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this and passionate kisses? Passionate kisses.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That town will always be you. And every crowd on every corner, and every face I'd see you. So with nothing more than a tank of gas, I drove away without looking back. And I guess that's how I got where I am. Going anywhere as fast as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of black. And if I could have it my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. And it's a lonely stretch of blacktop, held into the blue. Don't know.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic today is going to be looking at scours in young calves. This is presented by Dr. David Prentice at the Dairy Calf and Heifer webinar recently, and we know scours can be a real problem. If we look at the national studies, about 14% of calves were getting scours before weaning, leading to 6.4% death loss, and 56% of the calves had some negative effects with it as well. David refers to the big four. These are the four organisms that can really challenge the young calf: E. coli, rotavirus, coronavirus, and cryptosporidium. So he went through each of those very briefly and said certainly the problem we have with the E. coli is they attach to the intestinal lining and there affects the absorption of nutrients and osmolality in the animal itself. Usually occurs early in life, 1 to 4 days of age as well, and they are just out there in the environment. The question is how quickly the animal is exposed to it and can it set up in the digestive tract. Rotavirus has 7 different groups. They're identified by A to G, and 95% in the calves that had scours was from group A. We look at coronaviruses. Again, this is another calfhood disease problem associated with winter dysentery and BRD, and starts in the small intestine, forms colony, usually occurs a little bit later typically than what E. coli would be in 1 or 2 weeks of age as well. Crypto or cryptosporidium certainly is a parasite. And this happens a little bit later. It occurs on a number of different farms. Usually around 17 to 21 days of age, they have to basically be consumed by the calf and then establish themselves in the intestinal lining. And then, of course, they explosively shed large numbers and the calf is in trouble and can spread it quite widely. It is resistant to several of the disinfectants, so you have to check to be sure which ones will be most effective. Merck has a vaccine that is sold in Europe but is not available in the U.S. that can be given to cows prior to calving, and therefore some protection comes through in the colostrum as well. Perhaps other ones that can be a challenge that he did not list, but certainly salmonella, that can occur early in life of the young calf, typically after day 4. Coccidiosis can also occur. Typically, that also is about a 17-day to 28-day cycle there, and we have products that can kill those cocci there into the whole milk or milk replacer or into the calf starter as well. So then he ended up finishing up the presentation looking at colostrum. And, of course, the Brix becomes the real powerful tool to monitor this. And basically, the refractometer will cost around $600 for a good quality colostrometer here. And Brix will give you an idea of how much IgG that's occurring into the program. He also briefly discussed effects of colostrum yield. And research study would indicate previous level of colostrum had variable results predicting how much colostrum would be produced in this lactation here. Gestation length and lactation length was not a variable. The sex of the calf had variable responses on the level of colostrum, but difficult births did increase the level of colostrum in the amount of colostrum being produced, and they looked at heritability, and it's really quite low. So our take-home messages are that certainly scours is going to be a risk on dairy farms. Treatment depends on the type of organism that may be involved on the farm, and certainly we have to emphasize control and contamination and colostrum as a real first line of defense. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
More details revealed about USDA's Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. Economic relief assistance for producers scheduled to start with sign-up next week.
Sign-up will remain open until August 15th of this year. If you do not want to wait for that pre-filled application, you can visit your local office, you can visit our website, you can apply there as well. Eligible producers must report their 2024 crop year, planted and prevented planted acres to USDA. And if you have not done that, you just need to do it before the filing deadline.
Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Brooke Appleton, speaking before a delegation of Midwestern Farm Bureau members this week at USDA headquarters. She says various online tools such as a payment calculator and FAQ sheet will also be part of the rollout for sign-up of up to $10 billion in payments under ECAP. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you. I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do. Better man, yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. I'm leaving here a better man.
I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Dance up a storm, and later on tonight we'll be working on a doing.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, reporting from the WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament in Green Bay. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. April milk up 27 to 18.09, May up 30 to 18.20, June up 24 to 17.79, July up 27 at 18.25. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 6 to 173. 40-pound blocks up 3 to 175.5. 4 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 234. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 116. No trades. Dry whey up, or down rather, 2.25 to 45.75, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets higher in the nearby months, lower in deferred. Feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day. Now, no cash cattle traded throughout the day, and it looks like a lot of profit-taking, especially in the feeder cattle markets. While the live cattle did have some higher box beef prices, hogs though mostly lower. Again, more tariff concerns and also continued profit-taking pressured the market. April live cattle up 65 cents to 202.05. March feeder cattle down 2 cents to 280.22. April hogs down 87 cents to 85.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher as the trade benefited from bargain hunting among traders as long-term support was challenged over the middle of the week. Brazilian government crop estimates have remained below USDA estimates, and another solid weekly export report all helping to support the grains throughout the day. March corn was up 4.75 to 453.5. New crop up 4 to 452.25. March beans up 9.25 to 996.75. New crop up 5.25 to 1011.75. March wheat in Chicago up 8.5 to 547.25. May up 8.5 to 562.5. Minneapolis wheat March up 9.5 to 590. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alcivia Durand, cash corn at 407, April 410, May 413, new crop 392, cash beans 921, April 926, May 931, new crop 922. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn at 417.25, April 423.25, May 429.25, new crop 402.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 425, April 427, new crop 403. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 405, new crop 402. Cash beans 925, new crop 936. Allied Cooperative in Blair cash corn at 415, new crop 402. Cash beans 921, new crop 922. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 430, April 435, May 437, new crop 413. Cash beans at 958, April 967, May at 970, new crop 953. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 401, August 405, new crop 395, cash beans 926, new crop at 939. Meanwhile, cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 185 to 215. Holstein fed cattle 165 to 185. Market cows 110 to 137. Bulls 137 to 172. Calves 480 to 1160. Beef steers 275 to 460. Holstein steers 138 to 303. Meanwhile, sheep markets, market lambs 320 and down. Ewes 140 and down. Rams 160 and down. Goat markets, does 170 and down. Bucks 180 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 195 to 210. Finished beef heifers 195 to 210. Finished dairy steers 170 to 185.50. Market cows 110 to 124. Market bulls 148 to 176. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs 60 to 77.50. Light sows 60 to 68.75. Heavy sows 66 to 70. And boars at 25 to 35. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text FRESH to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text FRESH to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FRESH to 200-300. That's FRESH to 200-300. FRESH to 200-300. 200-300.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. Did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her. loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that? We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song, it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped the whip with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging round. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. Do or say you're gonna break my heart anyway. So just leave the pieces when you go. Now you can drag out the heartache, baby, you can make it quick. Really get it over with and just let me move on. Don't concern yourself with this mess you left for me. As long as you're gone. And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road. There's nothing you can do or say you're gonna.
this heart of mine, just take your life and hit the road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from Commodity Classic. And thank you to our Commodity Classic sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Amplify Health, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center in Buffalo Valley, Anubis Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. Joining us this morning is Ken Rosenau. He is he's just been recognized for 40 years of service to the U.S. Grain Council. He's also one of the longest serving members of the Wisconsin Corn Promotions Board. And he's kind of from my neck of the woods where I grew up, Oconomowoc, or if you want to mispronounce it, Oconomowoc. And we're going to talk with Ken this morning about some of the things he's been doing and some of the changes he's probably seen over the years. And Ken, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess first, I was back home seeing my mom here for the holidays and all of that. And as I was driving through Waukesha County, I was like, wow, I remember when we were the Guernsey capital of the world and Golden Guernsey Dairy and all of that. It's not like that anymore.
No, everything is changing for sure. I mean, even in just the last couple years, it's just amazing the changes that have come. All the new houses, new roads, new businesses.
And for your farm, has it changed things for your farm?
Very much so. As a matter of fact, we just went through the process of trying to get what's left of our home farm annexed into the city, because sooner or later the time is going to come. Well, for example, right now we have two roads from the city that come right up to our line fence, all the sewer and infrastructure so forth does, so it really makes sense for the value of our farm to be in the city. And then the town actually merged with the village of Lake LaBelle to try to stop the annexation. So there's a lot of neighbors sitting on both sides of these issues. But, you know, that's the kind of changes we're facing there right now.
Well, let's talk about 40 years. Wow. You've seen a lot of things change over the years with Grain Council and Corn Promotions Board, haven't you?
I sure have. When I first got on the promotion board, I have to give all the credit to my dad, because he was kind of foresaw these things. He was one of the original members of the American Dairy Association of Wisconsin, which was kind of the precursor of our Wisconsin Dairy Marketing Board now. And he was president of the Milwaukee Milk Producers Association for many years. So he's the one that taught me that it's not just what you do on your own farm at home that's important, but it's a big world out there, and we have to be involved in all aspects of it.
With all of the different changes, I mean, you know, just from the very beginning when you started to now, what's you think some of the biggest changes that have really helped Wisconsin corn growers over the years with your time of service?
Well, of course, when I first started out, we had only a tenth of a cent check off, you know, and now we're at a half a cent. But as you can see, everything's gotten much more expensive now, so we could really keep upping that a little bit, because the power of what we have to work with is really going down. But we're really doing a lot with it. We continue to be active with the U.S. Grains Council, with National Corn Growers, the Meat Export Federation, all those different things. So there's a lot of good uses for the dollars we raise out there, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger all the time.
And while, you know, you've been on the Grains Council, and there's a lot of export, that's more export driven, but it's been the corn promotion, some of this research for new stuff. I still have a coffee mug made out of corn. I mean, things like that, all these new different products. I mean, okay, yes, even 40 years ago, we had ethanol. They called it gasohol or whatever you want to call it. But we really didn't have the other stuff, the DGGs, all of the other, you know, the corn oil and how you can make that into plastic and things like that's all because of all this research.
Exactly. I remember one of my very first votes when I got on the Corn Promotion Board was to do a study on ethanol, and at first I think we paid $50,000 for that first study, which back in those days we only collected like $180,000 a year, so that was a big bet on our part, and that was to put an ethanol plant in one of the breweries in Milwaukee, and of course that didn't happen there, but it was definitely a step in the right direction, and eventually we did get an ethanol plant, and now we have 9 of them, I believe, so that really makes a difference for us.
So I guess I have to ask, you know, 40 years, what's next? Are you looking for another 40?
Well, I take 1 year at a time, I guess, and as long as I enjoy doing it and as long as nobody else is pushing me out, I guess I'm going to keep doing it and trying to help make a difference for Wisconsin corn growers.
Well, congratulations again on 40 years with the U.S. Grains Council and also the longest-serving member of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. That is Ken Rosenau from Oconomowoc. That's how you properly pronounce it, by the way. And we are at Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, community, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
More warm air and gusty winds are expected today in our ag weather forecast, but additional moisture will move in as well. Now, it looks like showers and thunderstorms will develop in the south and move to the north tonight. Much colder air moving in on Saturday, along with precipitation, will keep relative humidity values high regardless of the gusty wind Saturday. Saturday's precipitation will start as rain before transitioning to snow. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 69 to 74, relative humidities at 38 to 43%, southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35. We'll see around 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows 43 to 48, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of rain. Then it will change to snow. Highs 45 to 50. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13, shifting to the west at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly sunny, much colder, highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. For Tuesday, a partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As your horses age, they may be showing some health issues. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You could put the horse out to pasture, but there are other retirement opportunities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
When I was about 12 years old, we got a horse named Coco. I had a lot of fun riding her through the fields and even into our small town just to walk around. Eventually, because of her age, she went to live out her days with other horses in the pasture of a family friend. Carrie Williams is an extension equine specialist at Rutgers. She says the decision to retire a horse should not be made solely on age. Some 20-year-old horses can be as frisky and productive as those half their age. The health of the horse is the best indicator that it's slowing down.
Arthritis of joints can impede the level of competition which they may be at. And then various other lameness issues, including navicular disease. That seems to be a big one that progresses a little more and gets a little worse as especially quarter horses and stock type horses get older. Back issues, too, is another one.
Some horses are content to spend the rest of their days loafing carefree in the pasture. Others still need mental stimulation and a job to do. If the horse is sound enough for light-level work, there are several retirement options.
There's a lot of trainers that look for horses to lease to their younger or their more inexperienced students, maybe doing a little light walk trot, maybe small cross rails. From there, if they're not even able to keep up with some of the jumping or a lot of trotting or cantering, but they're sound to be walked, a lot of therapeutic riding programs look for horses that are a really good temperament to walk around with a disadvantaged rider on them.
Horses are herd animals by nature and don't like to be alone. Another option is to find someone who has just one horse and it needs a buddy. Learn more about how and when to retire your horse at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cowboys don't cry, and heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again. And love is a sweet dream that always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movies, I'd never be blue. But here